That's beautiful. You wrote that? Wow. Well, good morning. Good to see each and every one of you, and good morning to all of you online. What a blessing it is to be here. All of you could be on a barbecue or camping or someplace else. Say, yeah, we watched you online. Let's pray. Father, we thank you as we gather together today on such a wonderful day. Lord, as we struggle and try to understand this whole concept of a triune God, Lord, help us to understand you, the love that you have for us, your Son you sent to the cross who paid the ultimate price, and your Holy Spirit that brought us to you. Father, we thank you for this day. We pray all in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Well, as you can see, Trinity Sunday. What a wonderful day in the church. Trinity Sunday. The triune God. Everybody got it figured out? I don't see any hands, so I guess I'm on my own. Okay. All right, come up here and explain it to Noah. Well, we have this double holiday today, Trinity Sunday and Memorial Day. We come today primarily as the church. The memorial is a bonus, but it's Trinity Sunday that we come. And we try to understand, we try to make sense of the Trinity, the triune God. But as I said, yet there is another day that we celebrate this week, and actually tomorrow is the official Memorial Day. How many have the day off tomorrow? Church is closed, so don't call me unless it's an emergency. No, I'm just kidding. You can call me. But we gather tomorrow to, it's a day that we remember all of those who have died defending our country, fighting for our freedoms, those who have made the ultimate sacrifice. We have the Memorial Day celebration. And as Americans, it's really good to have this special day, a day that reminds us of the freedoms that we enjoy. But friends, those freedoms were earned. They were bought. On Memorial Day, we remember all of those who fought against those who were trying to, well, steal these freedoms from us. A Memorial Day is also a day that we pray and we give thanks for all of those who are still fighting for our freedoms today. So if you are active duty service, do we have any active duty service members here today? Well, we give thanks for all of the active service members that are putting their life in harm's way for us. But as an American, we enjoy a unique set of freedoms. We enjoy a certain quality of life here in America. Freedoms that, well, frankly, many people around the world just don't have. And that freedom and that quality of life didn't just happen by accident. It is something that has been earned for us by other people. That's why we have a Memorial Day to remember and honor all of those people who sacrificed so much for our freedom. And as you look around our land, our beautiful country, many things that you see are, well, they're uniquely American. Look at all the different houses that we have. Look at all the buildings, the architecture, the cities that you can go to, large and small. All the towns, all the different restaurants, and certainly all the people. And all the many different uniquely American holidays that we have. 4th of July, Labor Day, President's Day, Groundhog Day, and let's not forget Pastor Appreciation Days. No, I just. But our American traditions our unique way of life. They didn't just happen by accident either. In fact, there had been wars fought. Blood has been shed in order for us to get, order for us to keep the freedoms that we have in this country. So if you go around our country, around the different cities, you will see war memorials that have been set up to remind us of the price that has been paid for our freedom. For example, I remember, anybody here ever been to Washington, D.C.? How cool is that place? If you've got kids, it's got to be a must. But I can remember visiting Washington, D.C. a few years ago. All the monuments, all the memorials. But the one that stuck out to me the most was the Vietnam War Memorial. That wall with all those names. And you see the people walk up there with that paper and they, it just breaks your heart, doesn't it? Yeah. And all those memorials are there to keep us from forgetting that our country is here because of what other people have done. So friends, let us never forget the sacrifices that have been made for us. Well, I mentioned earlier that there is a double holiday, Trinity Sunday. As a part of this double holiday, the other day that is being celebrated in churches around the world is Trinity Sunday. And on Trinity Sunday, we remember that God reveals himself to us in three separate ways, in three distinct persons. If you know them, say along with me, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Now, you guys went to confirmation class, yeah. But as you read through the Bible and try to make sense of this, the first thing that you see in Scripture or don't see in the Scriptures is the Bible doesn't really explain what the Trinity is completely to us. It only explains to us what God has chosen to reveal to us. So I'm tasked today to explain the unexplainable. Describing the Trinity, I guess, I don't know, if anybody ever been on the ocean and seen an iceberg? I guess describing the Trinity is a lot like trying to describe an iceberg. I could only accurately describe the top of the iceberg, the part of the iceberg that's above the water, right? There's no way in the world I could describe the entire iceberg, only the part that has been revealed to me. God is much in the same way. We only know about God that which he has chosen to reveal to us through his holy scriptures. The Trinity. Did you know, did you realize that the word Trinity is not even in the Bible? Do you know that? No. That didn't come around till it became popular right around the 3rd century. Fact check me on that one, will you, Tristan? Okay. Although you see it displayed, you see it played out, you see it talked about throughout the scriptures, all the way from Genesis through Revelations. But I want to give you just three of the most popular, the most recognized scripture verses that talk about the Trinity. The first one is Paul's farewell in 2 Corinthians. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. So we see God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And then the Great Commission in Matthew 28:19. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And then what we heard earlier, the baptism of Jesus in Matthew chapter 3, where Jesus is being baptized. And the dove descends upon him. God the Father says, this is my Son. In him I'm well pleased. And listen to him. See, the early church, the early Christian church, soon discovered that they could not simply talk about God without speaking of the three ways in which God revealed himself to them as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, the early church didn't believe in three different gods. No, they believed in one God that who revealed to himself as three, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So today, we as the church, we remember the Trinity. It's kind of like a memorial day to God, isn't it? Well, but you ever wonder why we don't have more memorials to God like the Vietnam War? You ever wonder about that? I came up in a conversation the other day. Yes, we have churches, we have crosses, and we all wear a little memorial to God around our neck, most of us. But we actually do have more memorials to God. Let me just kind of explain what I'm talking about. You're probably, I see the face, look on some of your faces. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, who created the heavens and earth? The Father. The earth was without form. It was void. Darkness came over the earth, and the Spirit of God who was hovering on the face of the water. Remember earlier on that, the creation? We've all had those discussions. And then we read later on in chapter 1, just shortly following us, we read that we have the birds, the flowers, the trees, all the great mountains, all this, and yes, the complex human body follows. But sadly, this is in direct opposition to what many people say around the world. We're talking about this in a Bible study this morning. That the world and humans, this all happened by accident. You see, there was this big event, and then millions of years later, there were people. Okay. You know, the old story used to tell us at the confirmation class when we talk about, you know, how we evolved from apes and monkeys. I always say, nope, I'd rather be considered a son of God than a monkey's uncle. The confirmation class likes that a lot better. Okay, I get it. But I'm sorry, I got to believe what the Bible tells me, that God created, that God, the first person of the Trinity, created the world in 6 days. And yes, he did leave behind many memorials for us to see. Just look at the nature, the world around you. Look at all the beautiful variety of animals and birds and fish. Or simply look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. Or listen to your doctor when he describes how complex, how efficient the human body is. An actual birth, life, creation. Do you know scientists still can't explain it? Well, they can tell you how it happens, and they can certainly tell you what happens, but the actual conception, how life itself is created, scientists don't have a clue. But we do, don't we? God's gift, God's miracle. So when you think about that, every one of us here, every one of us online, we are God's memorials, crafted by his hand, living in a wonderful world that God has created. But back to reality for a second, because sadly, after God made this beautiful world, with all the fish and the birds and the great things that we see, the world fell into sin. And it was at that point that Satan decided to step in and give his hand a shot at leading us. And because of our selfish desires, we became slaves to sin. And as a result, mankind lost its freedom. No one was free to go to heaven. No one was free from the punishments of eternal hell. But our Heavenly Father, our loving Heavenly Father, he solved our sin problem with a sin solution. He sent his Son, Jesus, the second person of the Trinity. And by his perfect life, and his innocent death on the cross, he bought back our freedoms, the freedoms that we lost because of our self-centeredness, our desires for us. But here's one clear distinction that I really want to make in what and how we view the blood shed for our freedoms over the years. Because we talk about all those who died in wars. The sacrifice by all of those who put their life on the line as sacrifice in our wars. We love them and we are grateful for them. But that was for a temporal life. Jesus shed blood was for our eternal salvation, our eternal life. That's why Memorial Day should cause us to stop, for to just pause and realize that we are free forever because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. Yeah. Even free to live here in this wonderful USA, a nation established under the basic fundamentals of our Christian faith. So this day should also help us to appreciate our American citizenship. Let me ask you a question. How did you guys all become American citizens? Well, most of us were born into it, right? I get that. Yeah. Okay. Anybody here? Not? Anybody here had to go through the process? Because if you weren't born into it, it took a lot of work. You have to study the laws. You have to take tests. You have to pay fees. You have to go through the process, the honor of becoming a citizen in this United States. But in contrast to that, guys, how did you become a citizen of heaven? How did you become a child of God? Well, you weren't born into it, right? It didn't just, no. If no one was born into it, then how does it just happen? Well, that's where the third person of the Trinity comes in, the Holy Spirit. Because it is the Holy Spirit who brings us to faith. The Holy Spirit brings people into the kingdom of God through the Gospels. For some of you, you were brought into faith when you heard the gospel spoken. For some of you, you were brought to faith through the holy waters of baptism. You know, in baptism, the Word of God tells us at that very moment when that baby or adult is baptized, the Holy Spirit enters their heart. And in fact, I can speak from experience doing many baptisms that I will literally make a sign of the cross on the forehead and on the heart. And I will say, receive this sign as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. And as a result of our baptism, that child, that adult is now a citizen of the kingdom of God. And that's where the third person of the Trinity comes in, because the Holy Spirit brings us to faith. He changes you to become a child of God. Remember last week I talked to Pentecost Sunday, I gave you the formula, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, where I said God, the Father, is the speaker, Jesus, the Son, is the Word, and the Holy Spirit is the means of which God brings the Word to us. I'm going to add something a little different for the Trinity, because God the Father is the Creator. God the Son is our Savior. And God the Holy Spirit sanctifies us and brings us to faith. So you didn't think I could merge the two, Memorial Day and Trinity Sunday. Pastor Casper a few weeks ago thought Ascension and Mother's Day was hard. So let me just kind of try to tie this all together and kind of bring it to a close, because throughout the year we have different days that remind us of our citizenship. We have specific days that help us be patriotic. We have Veterans Day, we have Memorial Day, and we have the 4th of July. And friends, it is good to be proud of your country. It is good to appreciate your citizenship and the sacrifices that have been made to win us this freedom. So in that context, I believe that our life should be a Christian Memorial Day. You ever think of that one? Every day, we have an opportunity to remember what God has done and what he's promised to do for us. You know, Martin Luther, in his teachings, tells us that before your feet touch the ground in the morning, to sign yourself in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and then give thanks in the name of the triune God and receive the joy and the strength that comes with fellowship with Him. So friends, as we continue to gather each week, as we continue to seek what our purpose is in our life and what our purpose is for our church, I'm here to tell you that the purpose is simple. It is to be a memorial to God, to be a church who shares the love of Jesus with everyone that we meet. So friends, may God the Father who created you, may God the Son who redeemed you, and may God the Holy Spirit who sanctify you, keep you and bless you on this Trinity Sunday and this Memorial Day. Amen. Let's pray.